All right, listen up, because today we're diving into something crucial, something that affects all of us from time to time, anger and frustration. You know that feeling, right? That fiery furnace brewing inside when things aren't going your way. Ever felt like you're about to explode during rush hour traffic? Or maybe snapping at someone because your Wi-Fi decided to take a vacation? We've all been there, but the key is, we don't have to let anger control us, turn us into a raging beast. Instead, we can learn some seriously powerful strategies to manage it, like the Spartan warriors were meant to be. So buckle up, because this is going to be a game changer for your mental toughness. First things first, awareness. It's like knowing your enemy in a fight. You gotta recognize when that anger is creeping in. Are your heart rate and breathing getting faster? Is your jaw clenching tighter than a drum solo? Pay attention to those physical cues because they're your body's way of saying, hey, something's up. Once you know what's happening, you can start taking control. Next up, deep breaths. Seriously, this is the simplest yet most effective tool in your arsenal. It sounds cliche, but when you feel that anger rising, take a few long, slow breaths. Focus on inhaling calmness and exhaling tension. Imagine those angry thoughts dissolving with each exhale like smoke in the wind. Communication is key, too. Bottling up anger just creates pressure. It's like trying to hold a balloon filled with hot air. Eventually, it's going to burst. Instead, learn to express your feelings constructively. Use I statements to explain how you feel without blaming others. For example, instead of saying, "You always make me late," try, "I get frustrated when we run behind schedule because I value our time." Now, let's talk about physical outlets. Ever notice how a good workout can clear your head? That's no coincidence. Exercise releases endorphins, which have mood-boosting effects. So hit the gym, go for a run, or even just take a brisk walk, whatever gets you moving and sweating. It's like hitting the reset button on your emotions. Finally, remember self-care. This isn't about being selfish, it's about fueling your mental toughness. Get enough sleep, eat nourishing foods, and engage in activities that bring you joy. A healthy mind and body are better equipped to handle stress and anger. Think about the last time you got really frustrated. Maybe it was a work deadline, traffic, or even just a frustrating conversation. Did any of these strategies come to mind, or did you react impulsively without giving it much thought? The key takeaway here is that managing anger isn't about suppressing your emotions. It's about understanding them and responding in a healthy way. It's like being the captain of your own ship, steering through stormy seas with calm and collected control. So, what can you do starting today? Choose one strategy from our list and commit to using it for the next week. Maybe it's practicing those deep breaths before an important meeting, or going for a walk when you feel frustration building. Remember, small steps lead to big changes. And trust me, mastering your anger will unlock a whole new level of mental toughness, the kind that makes you unstoppable. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode and your favorite anger management strategy in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and build each other up. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.